T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Heard in Boston and throughout all 6 New England states.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station. Now it's time for Fitzy and Hart.
Because I'm Mr. Brightside.
Next question, Andy Hart, please.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is such a cute intro for you guys. I love that.
Hey, I whined a little so I get a little representation in the open.
All right. Well, Fitzy, I am such a loser that I totally forgot that at 2 o'clock, we have the wonderful Zach Gelb. Am I saying that right? Zach Gelb?
Zach Gelb from CBS Sports Network.
CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, Zach Sports Gelb, Radio. He's That's on right. the ground in Buffalo. So we have a lot of questions for him. Zach, this is Megan. Thank you for joining us here on WEEI.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm freezing, but I'm not complaining because our national nightmare is over. After one long year, the Patriots are back in the playoffs, but it's wonderful.
So are you currently outside in Buffalo, and are you at Orchard Park?
I am currently 10 miles east of Orchard Park, and I'm not intelligent enough to be able to know the actual direction. Sugar Ray Martel, who used to produce at WFAN, is telling me that right now. But I'm in a car getting ready to devour some buffalo wings. But I've been outside today, and it is very, very cold. Like, this isn't Foxborough cold. This is a whole different level.
When you were, how long did you spend outside? I had to ask that.
About 5 minutes. I would say would be 5 minutes outside, and there's going to be a lot of layers tonight. It's freezing.
Okay, so Fitzy, I'm going to toss to you, but first, what impact do you predict, Zach, that the weather is going to have on this game and particularly at the quarterback position? We've heard Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs now comment on it from the Bills.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's not terribly windy. Like, if you remember from the first matchup, the wind was absolutely brutal, and that's why they ran the football those times, and they only threw the football 3 times with Mac Jones. I expect the Patriots, obviously they want to have the heavy dose of Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris, but I do anticipate them to throw the football a little bit more than what people expect. And it wouldn't surprise me in typical Patriot fashion if you expect the unexpected, and we've seen a bunch of playoff games where they've had trick plays. Obviously everyone remembers the double pass. So it wouldn't surprise me tonight if maybe you do get a trick play from a Jacoby Myers or someone where it's not just Mac Jones having to throw the football. So those are things that I would kind of look for tonight when we look at some trick plays happening for the Patriots cooking on up.
Zach Gelb from CBS Sports Radio joins Mego, Hart, and Fitzy on the Harbor One Hotline here on a WEEI Sports Saturday before Patriots-Bills wild card, super wild card weekend. And Zach,
could we cut that crap as super wild card weekend?
What? No, it is.
Wild card weekend.
I like it.
When does it stop becoming super wild card weekend? It just becomes regular wild card weekend. I hate it.
It's the end of the Patriots playoffs run. That's when it becomes
okay, yeah,
super.
Then it wouldn't be quite super. You're right, Megan.
Yeah,
then it becomes dreadful.
They went, exactly. Then it just becomes, well, divisional round. Yeah, it's super wild card weekend because they went with the new format of 2 Saturday, 3 Sunday, and 1 on Monday, a format which I absolutely love because, you know, should things go sideways for the Patriots tonight, you've got tomorrow three, hopefully, three games, hopefully one in the middle will probably be the best between the 49ers and the Cowboys. That helps you get over it. You get a bonus game Monday night to maybe have some snacks, beers, and make some bets. But, you know, we'll see how that shakes out. Gelb, just from your time on the radio this week and maybe some time up in Orchard Park and on Planet Hoth, what's the sense you're getting from Bills fans? Are they anxious? Is there a quiet confidence amongst them? Or, you know, is the Patriots the last team that's built that Bills Mafia wanted to face?
Sorry, I was laughing at a quiet confidence because I cannot picture any Buffalo fans being quietly confident.
Well, here's the weird part. I look at the ticket prices, and you could get in the building tonight, upper deck 50-yard line, which if that was in Gillette Stadium, it would cost you on the second market maybe $300, $400, $500 in that range. And tonight, I get the weather's horrible. When you think Buffalo, you think craziness, fans going through tables, fans squirting mustard on other people's faces, like pizza coming out of file cabinets. We've seen all the videos that you just expect it to be absolute mayhem. So I would expect a little cold in where Buffalo is always cold, not able to scare off the fans. But I was on a Buffalo radio station earlier this week, and the host said, I understand if fans don't want to go to the game because it's supposed to feel like -8 degrees or whatever they say at kickoff. I would still expect when I'm making my way to the stadium that it's going to be absolute mayhem, and I've been to quite a few games this year. But overall, I think Bills fans believe that they're going to win and that they think this is their time. I don't give a rat's ass if they won the AFC East. If they don't win tonight, this means absolutely nothing for Bills Mafia, and it's once again just showing that the hoodie is not dead. So there's a lot of pressure on Buffalo tonight. The Patriots, I thought they would be a wild card team before the season did commence. But for one of the first times in probably the last 20 years, in a long time, the Patriots are playing with house money where they go into a playoff game and there's absolutely no pressure on them, in my opinion. So all the pressure's on the Bills, and we'll see how they'll react to it. Will it be more like the first matchup or will it be more like matchup number two?
Zach, you bring up the pressure, and we know that Josh Allen is a franchise quarterback, and he's a $250 million man. And, hell, last time these two teams played, he may have put up one of the best performances of his career. But there are still these statistics and these idea that, oh, he should be a dome quarterback, and he's not good in the cold, and he's not good at home against the Patriots, and all these various things. And I'm wondering, what kind of a confidence level would you have as a Bills fan in Josh Allen to come out and lead the team to victory, carry the team to victory in this cold?
Very high, just because it's such a small sample size. Like, I keep on seeing these stats about Josh Allen and the cold, and it's like 5 or 6 games, and I go roll my eyes if I was a Buffalo Bills fan, which I'm not. But when you look at it, it's just simply, this is your franchise quarterback. This is the leader. This is the best quarterback that you've had probably since Jim Kelly. Don't want to be disrespectful to Drew Bledsoe, obviously. But I'm a full big-time believer in Josh Allen, and that's the key to the game for the Patriots. If they could get off the field on third down, they'll have every opportunity to win the football game tonight. The defense, whether it's McCourty, J.C. Jackson, whoever it may be, someone's going to have to find a way to get an interception or two or force a fumble. But if I'm a Bills fan, I would have a tremendous amount of confidence in Josh Allen. I will say this, though, because I do the Eye on Football show, the studio show, the Red Zone version on CBS Sports Radio as well. There was a lot of times you would go out to Buffalo this year and there would just be sloppy performances by the Bills at home. Earlier in the season, they were clicking, they were thriving, and then later on in the season, there'd be a lot of times where, yeah, they would get the win, but it would be really ugly through three quarters, and they would then pull away in the fourth.
Zach Gelb from CBS Sports Radio joining us on the Harbor One hotline right now. Zach, from kind of the wide lens, the rest of the league, what is the sense of what they're thinking about this showdown and whoever advances? If the Patriots advance, does the rest of the league consider the Patriots still a big, bad threat? Or the way that they wrapped up their regular season game, are they looking much more fallible?
I think we all got a little bit delirious when they were rolling on that win streak. However, I would say Kansas City, even though they are number two in the seeding and they'll beat the snot out of the Steelers coming up tomorrow, that Kansas City is still the team to beat. If the Patriots do win, though, you get that feeling, though, with Belichick. Uh-oh, then they go to probably Tennessee next week. Have a little revenge. Belichick up against Rabel, even though the Patriots did beat Tennessee earlier in the season, but going back from a few postseasons ago. But I don't think many people nationally, there could be some of those feelings of the past, but with Brady not there, I don't think people nationally would be saying, oh, the Patriots are getting ready to go back to the Super Bowl if they win tonight. But it just shows you that they're a year in front of what I thought was the plan, and really that the Patriots aren't dead. But I would still say Kansas City, teams like Buffalo now would be different than the Patriots win tonight. And also maybe even Cincinnati, just because of their quarterback in Joe Burrow. That would be a dark horse. And I guess he could throw in Tennessee, but we'll see how healthy Derrick Henry is. Those would be some of the teams that people probably would be out in front on before you get to the Patriots.
Zach, I hear you about the whole idea, eye-rolling, only small sample size, five games for Josh Allen in these sort of like Arctic or Arctic-adjacent conditions. But it's undeniable how much his stats diminish. You know, his completion percentage drops by almost 20%. He throws more interceptions than touchdowns. So that's obviously the way the Patriots are going to have to play this game tonight, is make him try to hold on to the ball, feel the cold. And obviously I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots try to put a little extra something on all of their hits too, in a bit of a throwback to early Belichick Patriot days. But just again, on that with your Sunday show, the eye on
football.
Well,
you know what they could do,
Fitzy? Yeah.
You know what they could do? They could do the Bart Scott method. Maybe they will take the secret blue pill for Josh Allen tonight to get him more accustomed to the environment.
My God. Can you imagine if he actually were to come out and admit
that?
How many different sponsorships, Romans or hymns or all these
circulation
other things?
Circulation. You're taking this in a dirty place, Megan. It's circulation. That's why it was invented.
It could be a problem when he goes to the sideline.
That's why it was invented.
It could be a problem.
And if he completes a really big touchdown, Dawson Knox, like, and Josh Allen's a little too excited on that one. But like,
fourth
just
and an inch, he may be able to get it tonight, guys.
My guy Gelb's got jokes. But, like, what's the feel you've gotten, like, because we've been taking a lot of calls here at the station, people starting to, like, doubt Mac Jones and, like, you know, he's got a noodle arm and all this jazz. Like, what have you been, like, what's your feeling and what have you been hearing from a little bit more than just a regional audience on Mac Jones and the Patriots?
Well, personally, I've been jumping up and down like a fat kid in a candy store watching Mac Jones play. It's not going to be perfect. It's year number one. You know, everyone's saying, remember the standards that we had for the last 20 years. It's the creme de la creme. It doesn't get better than Tom Brady. But overall, for a rookie quarterback, even though they haven't had him throw the ball a ton, to just, for the most part, I know the last few weeks of the season, he's got away from that, not making mistakes, asking what the throws that they are to make of him. I've been very satisfied, more than thrilled with the play of Mac Jones this season. They've done a good job keeping the training wheels on. And I do find that ironic, because how many times do we talk about teams, oh, this coach ruined this young quarterback, and then when a team keeps the training wheels on a little bit, and I do think they have to get aggressive tonight with Mac Jones, then everyone looks at it the other way. Overall, I think that people look at this draft class so far, and ultimately I would say that Trevor Lawrence ends up becoming the best quarterback, but the quarterback that's playing the best football this year has been Mac Jones. Could some of it be the product of the system? Yes, but also this guy is a damn good quarterback. Because if you go back and watch all the plays at Alabama, and sure, he had all the talent in the world, and I get that, those receivers who were tremendous. Like, I love Devontae Smith, one of my favorite college football players in the last few years. It wasn't a lot of times they had to go make the play. The ball was always there right for them. So I have a big-time amount of confidence in Mac Jones. I thought he was going to be the third overall pick in this draft, and for the Patriots to get him 15th overall, I was thrilled when that selection was made.
All right. Well, Zach, thank you so much for joining us here. Fitzy, Mego, and Andy Hart. And stay warm over in Orchard Park. Do what you have to.
Take a Viagra.
Okay. That's
yeah,
what
I think I'm
going to
marinate myself in wing sauce, honestly.
Okay, go that way.
Maybe slap some in your shoes, because apparently chili pepper helps players.
You know, I'm a little bit too young for Viagra. I don't think I'll pass on the Viagra, all right?
But now do you understand now why they cover themselves in hot sauce and put Fireball in their breakfast coffee? Like, it's a different kind of cold. You don't really respect how cold it is until you get up there and you feel the lake effect stuff. Zach, he's at Zach, Z-A-C-H, Gelb, G-E-L-B. Make sure to share some videos and photos throughout the game so we can feel your chill as the Patriots hopefully march to victory tonight, brother.
You got it. When Bills fans are throwing some adult sex toys on the field, I'll make sure to get those videos for you.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Zach. That was wonderful. All right, we see you guys on the phone lines. Sorry to keep you waiting. We will get to you right after the break and right after trending with all your Bills and Patriots talk.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Super Wild Card Weekend is upon us, whether we like the name or not. The Raiders are traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals at 4:30. And, of course, your Patriots are going to Buffalo. They're in Buffalo to take on the Bills at 8:15 in a primetime battle. Patriots have ruled out starting left tackle Isaiah Wynn and have 12 players listed as questionable. Jalen Mills is still on the COVID protocol list and looking very much like he will not be available. So you may need your roster to figure out who the defensive backs are on the field against Josh Allen and company. For the Bills, they have no players listed on their injury report. They are fully healthy heading into this. What's this? The third one. It's the rubber match. It's the one to end the debate. Celtics had their three-game win streak snapped last night in, I'm going to say, ugly 111-99 loss to the 76ers. Put away early, courtesy of a 28-2 Philly first quarter run. Celtics turned the ball over 20 times. And
20 times.
Not 19. 20.
Turnovers.
And we know from the Patriots, when you turn the ball over, when you lose the turnover battle, you lose the game, and the Celtics proved that. Celtics will return back home to take on the Bulls at the Garden tonight. Tip-off is 8:30, which is right square in that Patriots-Bills game. Bruins are looking to extend their four-game win streak this afternoon. They are leading 2-1 early in the second period over the Nashville Predators. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're back to Fitzy and Hart on EEI.
Buffalo soldier. What is that smell coming from the producing room?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
There's skunk in here.
How come he's only playing Buffalo-related songs? Shout, Buffalo Soldier. Like, what? I feel like there's a biased approach behind the glass today.
There's a trolling. Troll back there. Trolling back there. That's Stiz, our wonderful producer behind the glass.
Who's
it's all fogged up in there. There's a huge purple cloud.
Apparently Stiz has the Bills tonight. He's laying the points.
Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. Matt, you're on with Fitzy, Mego, and Andy Hart.
Hey, guys. Good show so far. Just calling up. I really need to see the defense. I know they're going to play zone, but I hate when they do because I really want to see some pressure up front with some blitzes, some different wrinkles. And I need to see Judon when he's coming off the edge. I don't know if you guys have heard this. Like he's going like 5-7 yards past the quarterback. I don't know if he's just freelancing on that, but it's definitely not working for him. So more on the contain but pressure, because I think Josh Allen's gonna want to tuck the ball and run quick in the first quarter or something. He's not gonna have a lot of patience in the pocket. What do you guys think about that?
Thank you, Matt. He makes a good point about Matthew Judon struggling on the contain. I don't know if he's freelancing past the quarterback on purpose.
No, I don't think it's on purpose.
I think Josh Allen gave something away by saying that he's not going to wear sleeves. And he said earlier in the week that he doesn't like sleeves because he struggles with holding the ball and carrying it when he's running and doing that.
Do you think that should still be a thing? I actually heard a call to Ken and Curtis, and a guy called in and he was talking about modern fabrics and these
people
things.
Love sleeve talk because we've had this with Matthew Judon too. Why are his sleeves so loose? The red sleeves.
But shouldn't I don't want to sound like you, the old person,
But the old person on this show.
In this day and age, we don't have sleeves that are somehow tackified or don't cause fumbles. Like, he sounds like he's scared of...
Do you want sleeves that have, like, grippers on the side? Yeah. The way that you wear, like, slipper socks in the hospital?
How about the gloves? You know how they say make the whole plane out of the black box? Well, if you can make gloves that the ball sticks to, how about make the sleeve out of the same material so the ball will stick to it?
That's a good question. I think that sounds kind of illegal, though.
Well, there definitely would be some sort of scandal, and I'm sure the Patriots would end up getting fined at the end of it if that were the case. And as far as him saying
sleeve
that...
Sleevegate.
Yeah. Exactly. Matt Judon wears the red sleeves. He used to wear the big puffy white sleeves, or the sort of like oversized white sleeves in Baltimore, now switched up
shirt.
To the... Yeah, it's like kind of a puffy shirt thing.
I don't want to be a pirate.
because he likes...
I get it, Seinfeld.
I think he likes knowing, or rather that the quarterback knows where he is, so they have to sort of account for him all the time. Just kind of like one of those little head games these guys play. But as far as Josh Allen, I don't think he's really giving anything away. I think well in advance, any one of us, especially Steve Belichick, Bill Belichick, Gerard Mayo, Matt Patricia, and the other 19 people that might contribute to the defensive game plan in Foxborough, they all know this is going to be a sell out your body, your soul, your house, and your home to get the W kind of game. And since Josh Allen is the offense for the Buffalo Bills on the ground and in the air, I wouldn't be surprised if he does everything under the sun possible to get every first down he needs and to get every touchdown or score every point possible. I don't think we're going to see him have 15 called running plays tonight, but if he's their leading rusher, who amongst us would be surprised?
No, I will. And I think if he's their leading rusher, it's a good first step in the direction of victory for the Bills.
Agreed.
I don't understand not wearing sleeves in 0-degree weather.
Oh, I do.
Definite hardo factor.
That is to me. Just wear the freaking sleeves. Is your margin of error that small that you're going to go out sleeveless when
nylon,
it feels
spandex,
like negative zero?
It's back to the mental thing, though, because I was the same way when I was in high school. Like, I had this fear of you're going to fumble.
Were you, bro?
I was. No, I'm being serious. Like, I had this phobia that the ball would slip off whatever sleeve you had. It didn't adhere to your arm quite as well, and that's what he's saying. But my point is, that was 20 years ago when I was in high school. Why can't he find something really – he doesn't have a good equipment guy who – you know, I need – really
me
cold. Like, I'd rather wear sleeves.
Noble, Roan, Under Armour, Adidas, somebody at the Nike, somebody at this point couldn't come up with some sort of mildly tackified.
They made a slim pocket that you can put your cell phone into in Lululemon pants.
Somebody
should be on this, right?
I gotta tell you, didn't
Tom Brady just start Brady Brand?
Yes.
He launched that the other day.
Josh Allen could do that too if he wanted to, because, you know, he did sign $250 million contract. Start a small textile company that makes sleeves for quarterbacks who don't want to fumble. It's a niche market, but go for it.
Plenty of unemployed people in Buffalo that I'm sure could build top-of-the-line tackified jerseys for the Buffalo Bills.
Let's go to Kelly. Kelly, you're on with Fitzy, Mego, and Hart. Kelly.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
A guy called up, not too much, it's very cold. A guy called up a little bit ago, and he was saying it's time to move on from Mac Jones.
Yep.
I appreciate his spunk for being the first guy to make such a goofy call. I think it's a little early on that. But I'll just say this. I think when you have a comment about Mac Jones, you have to start before you say it by saying, for disclosure purposes, what you thought about him before he was drafted. Like, if you're Scheim or something and you say, oh, you see, I told you Mac Jones sucks, you know that, you know, you got to take that opinion with a grain of salt. So I will say this. I had no opinion whatsoever about Mac Jones before he was drafted. I think it's worked out very well. And I would just say one more thing. If you read page one of the How to Build a Loser Franchise playbook in the NFL, it's going to have this lesson, and it tells you every year or two, take your top pick and use it on a QB. And so we could have used that that number 15 pick to get a lineman who would be here for 10 years, to get a safety or whatever that could be here for 10 years and a big part of a franchise winning team, you know, of a franchise team. I'm telling you that they spent around Mac Jones. I'm glad they did. And if they go every next year, you know, do the same thing, it's just going to be a waste.
Thank you, Kelly. That is something we talked about, not to go back in time and look backwards, but we did talk at the draft saying, you know, can you get the QB of the future in this draft versus getting someone that is going to be an extreme talent like Micah Parsons, someone who, because it was so quarterback heavy, should you go look in a different position? And that would be a very Bill Belichick move. That said, I think they got the right guy. They definitely got the right guy out of that draft for them.
I think so. You needed a quarterback. Robert Kraft, remember when he said it? We need to solidify the quarterback position. Worst case scenario, can we all agree you've solidified it? I don't know if he's great or he's going to win X Super Bowls, any Super Bowls. You've solidified. Your boss told you to do something. You went out and you did it. You solidified the quarterback position.
Let's go to Nick. He's coming in on Sleeve Corner. Nick.
Oh. Yeah, so I played in high school and college. Not a good college. Not a good college, but whatever. I was a running back, and I did not wear sleeves no matter what, especially like an Under Armour type sleeve is very slippery. It's not good for carrying the ball. I mean,
the fleecy. Thank you, Nick. Because here's the thing. I played college athletics as well. I was the kid who wore sleeves, Under Armour sleeves, through like mid-April because I hate being cold, and it really affects me playing when I'm cold. Like, that's all I can think about, the way that my joints feel, the tenseness that you get.
You're
when
soft.
You're freezing.
You're like Josh Allen.
I am soft. I am soft, and I'm slender, and I need...
S-A-W-F-T. I am too, Mego. Honest to God. I still have a headache. I like being warm as well, emotionally, intellectually, physically, sure. I still have a headache from going for a run like an idiot earlier this morning because it was so freaking cold outside. And I have, obviously, it's been mocked one and many a time on a number of programs. I have a circulatory issue. I have terrible circulation in my hands and my legs. I get that Raynaud's thing where my fingers go white for like a half an hour and I can't feel them. Like, if somebody offered me free tickets on the 50-yard line tonight, me, Fitzy, super fan, I'd have a hard time wanting to go and sit there in those conditions for 3-4 hours, no matter what kind of military-grade gear and how many hand warmers I stuff you know where and all over my person.
No,
I can't
where?
Imagine. I can't.
Don't want to know.
Hey, where would you want to put them? Oh, well, we'll save that for tomorrow, Andy.
Okay.
But I for God's sakes, like, I can't imagine what it would be like for these guys, for 300-pound men to get a full running start and crash into each other tonight. That said, for Buffalo, it's just a little weird that they've, I won't say chummed the waters with excuses, but they've already started putting some, this is how we sort of play better, or like, this is how Josh feels, or he doesn't like that. Bill Belichick would be hotter than a pizza oven on the South Shore if he ever heard anyone say like, oh, my toes get numb, or like, oh, I got a circulatory issue. He would be friggin' furious if he ever heard someone say that.
No excuses. They're pre-excuses. No. They are laying the foundation.
A pre-excuse. That's what it is, Andy. It's a pre-excuse.
And
Larry David
it.
Would call it a pre-excuse.
And that would be my one reason to pick the Patriots, because these pre-excuses?
A pre-excuse.
These pre-excuses coming out of Buffalo, if I were a Bills Mafia member, would concern me.
I used to, in college, put those like latex surgery gloves underneath my lacrosse gloves when it was really cold because it traps the sweat in
your
hands.
Fourier used bags in his feet. He said he wore it under his cleats.
The gross thing, though, then when
it's
you...
the most Christian Fourier thing I have ever
when
heard.
You come into the locker room and you take your lacrosse glove off and then you take the latex glove off, you would get like just sweat seeping out of that thing. It looked like another... used latex.
And Brady,
easy.
Josh,
and Brady
from
was
Revere.
The first.
Josh from Revere, we're going to go back on Sleeve Corner.
Yeah, I wanted to call and weigh in. I was actually listening to Ryan Clark talk about this on TV the other day, and it was interesting saying that it's not like a tough guy or a hardo thing, that when it gets really cold, if you get sweaty or wet and then you come off the field, the sleeves freeze up, and it's actually way more miserable than being cold on the field.
I thought Under Armour and the other modern like Nike fabrics can compete because they have the sweat wicking technology.
They wick it away, but I feel like they still get kind of like wet and sweaty, and then when you get cold again, they kind of freeze. I don't know. That was his explanation, and that seemed to make a little more sense. But
yeah,
it's interesting.
And it's definitely
like
a hardo thing for linemen. Like Shaq Mason isn't worrying about ball security issues when he doesn't wear sleeves. It's totally like, oh, I'm a big bad line. Or David Andrews when he comes out in his short shorts and is cut off to warm-ups. That's nothing except I'm a hardo. Like the high school football coaches. You see it everywhere. Some Thanksgiving Day matchup in Massachusetts. There's going to be a high school football coach who's out there in like short sleeves and shorts. Why? Because he's been doing it for 30 years and he's Harry Hardo.
Sleeve Corner is crowded. We're going to go to Paul in Quincy.
Huh?
Paul.
Hey. Come on, I didn't hear that little bing.
Oh,
am I on?
All right. You're on now, Paul.
Okay. I just thought that maybe somebody must have brought this up by now, but years ago, in the old, the late great Bud Grant, coach of the Minnesota Vikings, when they were in their heyday, and they went to the Buffalo Bills after them, went to four Super Bowls and lost four Super Bowls. Anyway, the point is, he refused to let his players wear anything. Wouldn't let them wear anything underneath. Wouldn't let them wear any gloves. Wouldn't let them. I'm sure he maybe probably let them wear those long overcoats when they were on the sideline. But as far as on the field, no sleeves, no gloves, zero. He wouldn't allow it. I'm sure you couldn't get away with that in today's game.
Yeah, no sleeves, no gloves, no winning.
Interesting. Yeah.
Funny. Funny how that worked.
I don't understand that concept.
Don't you want guys comfortable? Able to actually focus on the job?
Here's the thing. When you start focusing on crap like that, you've really lost sight.
I agree.
I had a coach like this in college who she wouldn't let us cut our sweats. We couldn't cut, like, the bottom of your sweatpants or anything.
You cut your sweats, the next thing you know, you're cutting practice and we lose.
And it was always like, why do you care? If you care about that, that's signaling to me that you've lost sight of the bigger picture.
Yep.
Fitzy?
I was just listening to the show.
Oh, okay. We have a Buffalo fan.
Yeah.
Dennis from Buffalo. Dennis, are you outside on this call?
I am outside. I'm a mailman here in Buffalo.
Oh,
nice.
Are you
I'm
in the truck
two
right
miles
now?
Away from the stadium.
Shouldn't we be saying postal right delivery person at this point?
Oh, yeah, they could call you right on that. That is true. All the women I work with will not be happy with that, but yes. So the reason I'm calling, I've been listening to you guys all day, so that's a positive that I've been listening to your station.
Our apologies.
But you guys sound like Buffalo Bills radio when Tom Brady was on your team. So we were, you know, here they would make all the excuses of why we could beat Tom Brady, short sleeves, all that stuff. I mean, that's what you guys sound like. You sound like Buffalo Bills radio.
Oh, like you're saying, like Patriots fans are scared and already anticipating the loss.
Well, they're just trying to make excuses of why the Bills are going to lose because supposedly, I guess what, our quarterback's afraid now because it's cold out and our receiver can't catch the ball because it's cold and he throws the ball too hard. You know, just trying to, you know, reach for something to give you guys a chance to win tonight. That's all I'm saying.
That's accurate with me, Dennis.
That's what we used to do. We used to do that when we played you guys in Tom Brady. We tried to reach for the stars to somehow beat Tom Brady, and obviously that never worked. It seems like that's what you guys are, you know, not you guys, but the fans and everybody else up there is trying to find a way.
I am.
Yes.
I take full responsibility. I am definitely doing that because I think the Patriots have very slim chances of winning tonight, and their best chance is Josh Allen is an old softy who's afraid of his circulation issues and his receivers afraid of the football coming too fast at him.
There you go. That sounds good to me. Well, I'm out here now in this cold. I'm surviving. So good luck to the Patriots tonight. They're going to need it.
All right. Thank you,
well
Dennis,
done.
The postal worker.
Doesn't matter how
cold it is. He's out in the truck.
Neither rain nor sleet.
Delivering ticks. I wonder
if he's a walking postman or...
No, he said he was in the truck two miles from the stadium.
Oh, so he's got music, he's got heat, he's got everything. He's not a tough guy.
Essentially a cush job compared to what we're
Bet
doing
Bet you get a pension,
studio.
Too.
Yeah, right? Government employee, typical.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Fitzy,
why does Fitzy sound
there?
So down? Fitzy sad.
I'm here.
Fitzy sad.
I'm just passengering along.
All right,
you're Mac Jones.
Let's take one more. This is Nanabula.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi,
Let's
how's
go
it going?
We're going to... Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Are you going to win? Where'd Nanabula
Hello?
Go?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Nana, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your take on the Pats game tonight?
Oh, man. This is it. We're going to win. We're going to win tonight. Let's go, Pats. Let me tell you something. The game of football is more mental than physical. I like the mental breakup of the Patriots. Let's go, Pats. We're going to win. We're going to win tonight.
All right. Thank
like
you,
it, man.
I like the energy. There you go. It's more mental than physical. And that goes back to the cold, right? Like you said.
Yes.
There is some evidence that the weather factor is getting into the Buffalo Bills' heads. Stephon Diggs is asking Josh Allen to feather him the passes. Don't throw it so hard, bro. hurts my hands to catch that ball. Josh Allen is bringing up his circulatory issues and maybe taking advice from Bart Scott. It is a mental game as much as it is a physical game.
And if Nana is right, that's the Patriots' best chance. Because I do think the Patriots are mentally strong. If you said, pick these two teams solely, nothing else, just on mental toughness, give me the Patriots.
All right. Well, that's the direction we're going in after the break. I'm going to bring up something that Tom E. Curran wrote just today, looking ahead of tonight's contest against the Bills, because the question that I think he poses in this is a strong one and will maybe forecast the outcome of tonight's game right after the break.
We're back to Fitzy and Hart on EEI.
Fitzy and Hart on WEI, being overrun by me, Megan Adelini, trying to keep the boys in line over here. We are previewing the preview, as we like to say, of Patriots-Bills. And I think, in my personal opinion, that this game is going to come down to the only way the Patriots get the victory in this is by game planning. The only real strength that you have over Buffalo is on the sidelines with Bill Belichick.
Okay.
And if Josh McDaniels has the performance that we've seen him have at times with this young quarterback. And I want to throw this to a column that Tommy Curran wrote today, because I really agree with this. And okay, not just because we have a TV show together.
We do TV together. He's so
he's
smart.
My buddy. He is so smart. But he puts it this way. The Patriots, losers of 3 of 4 since beating Buffalo on December 6th, get ready to play the Bills for the third time in 40 days. Their inferiority needs to be recognized, which means we were wrong in early December. But the Bills, for all their talent, run hot. Allen does. Head coach Sean McDermott does. Their players get mad and sad. This isn't just a playoff game. It's an opportunity, a second opportunity for the Bills to put the Patriots' head on a spike outside their dilapidated stadium and raise a finger to all of arrogant New England. So wait for them to step on a rake. And when the opportunity, like it's 4th and 1 at the 50 or so, as it was against the Cowboys, Bucks, and Dolphins, or there's a perfect chance for a double reverse pass by Jacoby Myers, call it.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to have to. Now, the interesting thing is, we all know the history. One of the callers brought it up earlier of double passes and things. Or maybe that was Zach Gelb that was talking about that. The thing that those usually came down a couple scores. Like you're down 10, you're down 14.
Becomes a reek of desperation.
Yes. Move. I would argue in this game, and now this may be a desperate move, do it before you're down 14. Start the momentum rolling early. That's when you... because
trickery on the first drive?
I'm all for it.
First drive trickery.
Yes, I'm all for it. Now, I said it earlier. If you go trickery in a... We've seen flea flickers this year that have been the least exciting or productive plays of any team ever running flea flickers.
They did not flick.
You do run the risk if you sort of, you know, open up the playbook and start that way. Well, coach, that didn't work. What are we going to do now? Because those were the tricks I had. That's my one concern. But I do think they need to pull out, cliche time, pull out all the stops here. I find it hard to believe. Actually, let me rephrase that. There's one of two choices. You pick one of two choices. Behind door A is we're just going to run the ball and we're going to let them run the ball. We're going to lure them into running the ball. Titans game plan. They're going to run for 270, but we hope we do the old bend but don't break thing. We're going to run for 200, slow the game down. There's going to be like 6 possessions total. We hope we win this game 14-13. That's option A. Option B is what we're talking about. You come out slinging it. Reverse on the first play, you know, double pass on the second play, bomb on the third play. Which one you like better?
But there's another aspect to this, what Curran brought up, that I think is the undercurrent in this game that is hinted at a little bit by the way that Buffalo is setting up all these mental, you know, I guess, reasons, excuses that they might
Fitzy, what was that word?
Mental blocks.
Pre-excuse.
Pre-excuse.
Their Buffalo is pre-excusing themselves. And I'll point
but,
to...
Well, Fitzy, in just a second, is that they run hot, as Curran says in that column.
Yep.
Can you frustrate them? Can you get out of the gate fast enough, early enough, to make them second-guess themselves, force Josh Allen to making some of those stupid mistakes that he made earlier in his career and that we've even seen him make this season, Fitzy?
Buffalo has way more to lose tonight than the Patriots. The Patriots, to me, while you certainly still have the reputation of Bill Belichick and the development of Mac Jones and the organization, this is a little bit more of a house money game for the Pats. And Buffalo, this is when they're supposed to be ascending or continuing their ascent to top of the East, perennial AFC contender. They fought to earn the right to have that crown and to wear the belt and the best fans in football for all these years. So they've got way more to lose. So if we're going to play head games tonight, I don't think the Bills can really get in the Patriots' heads at this point, whereas the Patriots absolutely can use everything from the psychological warfare to the numb toes to the weather to their benefit tonight. Absolutely. Like there's no doubt in my mind that that can be advantage Patriots so long as they don't go out and, you know, the Pats, the biggest issue I have with the Patriots is that they're two teams. The Patriots have a bipolarity issue. They have a personality disorder. There's the good Patriots and the bad Patriots. And all I want, and I think all any Pats fans wants, is for the Patriots to go down swinging tonight. If they lose a game by 3-4 points, but the good Patriots show up, there aren't unthinkable special teams miscues, Lawrence Guy, Jake Bailey, Jakob Johnson, etc. If they don't lead the game in penalties, if Mac doesn't throw an early pick and they can hang in this game and go four quarters, that team usually has a chance to win. They can hang with Buffalo. If the bad Patriots show up tonight, this game's over by halftime and everyone's making prop bets on the Sunday games.
I'm going to go to the top of what Mego calls the chat line. The chat
line
on the 774.
The top of it says Andy Hart is a miserable dink.
I did say I was going to go to the top. That snuck in right under the wire there. Andy Hart is a miserable dink. I agree.
Is that from the 917?
It's from whatever your cell phone is, Fitzy. The 774 said, I think the key to tonight is to agitate Sean McDermott early and often so that his irritated state trickles down to the rest of the team. I actually agree with that. I thought Sean McDermott was masterful.
The first game, though, he was terrible. He was crazy.
And what was he the second game? I think he made a calculated effort all week to be composed. Remember that early in that game, Bill was in the second game. Bill was the one on the coming off the sideline yelling at the officials. McDermott kept his composure. Now, again, it's easier to do that when your quarterback's playing really well. But I think if you can get under McDermott's skin, I absolutely agree with the fact that it trickles down to Josh Allen, trickles down to the receivers, the offensive line, the defensive players. I mean, look at Poyer and Micah Hyde. They're emotional. So if their coach starts to lose it, they're going to lose it on the field. So I don't know how you do that. How do you agitate the other coach early? That would be my only question, 774. How do I agitate the opposing coach early?
If anyone can do it, you know that the Belichick regime has some undercover, like looking what gets under this guy's skin. Whatever it takes to wave the red blanket, the red flag in front of the bull and get him upset.
Fitzy, was not Highmark Stadium the place of the Patriots low level, might have even been Brian Belichick, some of the Patriots assistant coaches getting kicked off the field.
That is correct.
That's how you do it.
McDermott actually had yelled at one of the Belichicks and had him thrown off the field for some sort of advanced recontact. Well, you could do everything from that. Don't dance on their logo because that has blown up in the face of every single team that's tried it during the 2021 season. Having your guy play rough.
Won't someone think of the logos?
Play rough tonight. Like, honestly, get out there and get, like, they have to expect the Patriots to try to play physical. I can't believe people like Diana Rossini have been tweeting out things like, oh, the Patriots are expected to, it's a very spot on Diana Rossini. Thank you so much. The Patriots are expected to go into a man-heavy game tonight. This would be, I think this would be a heavy zone game where they just try, again, to corral and contain, hit them as hard as they can every single time that they get a chance. And I know the other point I wanted to bring up back about 5-10 minutes ago, I forgot it was, January of 2020, after the Titans upset the Patriots, it wasn't much of an upset, I think a lot of us saw that game coming, and they went to Baltimore and absolutely kicked the crap out of the Ravens. Now, that was a shocker. That was an upset. What happened was Baltimore had the bye. They were like, I think maybe even the number one seed in the AFC at that point. And they had everything to lose. And Tennessee came in with house money. And Vrabel was super aggressive. Ryan Tannehill, unproven. Obviously, it wasn't 0 degrees, and that Tennessee team was a little better than these Patriots are right now. But they did everything. Reverses, Derrick Henry pop pass at the 5-yard line. Like, they played to win. They came out and surprised. They stunned the blank out of the Ravens, and the Baltimore get into their own head. They made drops. Lamar didn't know what to do. That's exactly, if there was one game script I could pray the Patriots follow, it would be that Titans game plan against the Ravens about 2 years ago this time.
I have no doubt that Bill Belichick is going to throw everything against the wall to see what sticks in terms of success. I don't think that this is a year when he or McDaniels will keep anything in their back pocket, thinking that there's going to be a longer playoff run that they need to save anything for. But my question is, to go back to Fitzy, what you said about the two teams, is this a team that can be on their P's and Q's against a team that is just as good as them, if not better? Because we've seen them be highly efficient in the old type of Patriot team that doesn't commit penalties, doesn't shoot themselves in the foot in critical moments, and controls the clock and all of that, but only against teams that turned out to really be inferior, like the Browns, like the Chargers, teams that we thought were real dogs at the time. But now we see, oh, you were a lot better than that team. When we go up against a team like the Bills, I just wonder, can you rise above that crap that you've been doing in 3 of the last 4 games? We will get to that right after the break. We'll take your phone calls about the Patriots-Bills coming up at 8:15 tonight. Mego, Fitzy, and Andy Hart here on WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.